And while Queen Latifah is crossing over into jazz and pop standards, hip-hop keeps moving further into mainstream American culture. But commentator Kenji Jasper says some social trends still lag far behind.
She's only a friend. A friend who happens to be a cream-colored blonde of 5'10", with long legs and eyes of the richest brown. People notice when she enters a room, particularly when it's with me. Old school hip-hop comes through the speakers as she and I take a seat at the bar. But I get the strangest feeling when we raise our first nips. It's as if all eyes in this mostly white crowd have turned in our direction. The bearded playboy with close-cropped hair snarls every time we make eye contact. I've watched him have his best lines deflected by 10 different cuties. I tell my friend this, motioning towards him for emphasis. He decides this is the moment to prove his male superiority. So he challenges me to repeat what I said about him to his face. Other white men also give me piercing stares, murmuring to their friends about her being with me. At first, I'm thinking I'm just the unwitting target of many men's displaced aggression. But intuition tells me it's something far more deep-seated. Emmett Till was beaten to death years ago for allegedly whistling at a white woman, much less having drinks with one at a lounge. Since then, many laws and bills have been passed. African Americans have made countless contributions to America. Yet it seems a good number of folks, like these white men in this bar, are afraid of the very melting pot diversity this country has been advertising for more than 100 years. You would think that post 9/11, the last thing on America's mind would be race. Hip-hop, music founded for and by people of color, rules the nation's airwaves. But deep down, these men are drawing upon something taught by a culture that lives on duplicity. I, the black man, their lesser equal, have no right to even breathe near what is theirs. Because I'm one of the only dark faces there, they cannot see my intelligence, nor my sarcasm, nor the fact that she and I are dear friends. If it were up to them, I would be punished by whatever means available. Maybe I'm just having a bad night. Maybe I've been mistaken for someone else. Some old rival has just popped up sitting next to the woman of their dreams. But most likely nothing's wrong with the picture on my screen. Most likely I'm a black man still behind enemy lines. A caramel scapegoat trapped in a nation that still can't confront its deepest sins.
Commentator Kenji Jasper wrote the novel Seeking Salamanca Mitchell.